Thank you, Jesus. Lord, sit, please do sit down. That didn't come out quite right. Just so you are reassured, I seek to take instructions from God through his word, not give instructions, which would be very strange. Just a couple of, well, just one verse from Exodus 33, and then some verses from Joshua 1, as we look at his word together this morning. The verse from Exodus 33, the context is that Moses and his young assistant Joshua are spending time in the tent of meeting with the Lord. And we read this in verse 11. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. And then over to Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Moses, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. The readings don't seem to have much about generosity, but I hope we'll be able to see as we go through them, there is a link as we think about the generous God and our response. And just a few things about this morning. And firstly, to appreciate the extraordinary generosity of our God. We had in Exodus 33 that hugely powerful verse, I think. Moses is there in the tent of meeting. God's presence is there in a special way. Moses goes back to the camp, but Joshua remains in the tent. And that sense of being hungry for the presence of God, hungry to meet with God and to stay where God is. I find it very powerful and very challenging. And of course, Joshua is only able to do this because God is generous in sharing his presence. And actually, he is more generous with us. In the context of Exodus 33, the people of Israel come to the outside of their tents when they see Moses going into the tent of meeting, and they worship. But there is a sense that God is a little bit removed from them. They are worshipping, but in a sense the real action is in the tent of meeting where Moses and Joshua are. But now in the New Testament, God's presence is available for each one of us. The tent of meeting became the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies in the center, and only few people were able to go in, and only the high priest was able to go into the very holy place once a year and meet with God. The others were on the outside. But now, as the New Testament reminds us, there is a way into the very presence of God. The thick curtain that guarded the way into the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the writer to the Hebrews reminds us that we can all now go in to the very presence of God. God has been generous with us in sharing his presence. One or two of you have heard me say this story before, but when I was teaching recently at Murfield, I teach for St. Hild, which is a wonderful college. A number of you are connected with it, and it's just a great opportunity to teach and be involved in training new ministers and missionary pastors. And I was teaching at Murfield, where there is a monastic community, the community of the resurrection. And I was teaching the class, and there was a bit of a commotion, and these figures ran past the window. And the clueless lecturer said, "What's happening? What's going on?" And the student said, "These guys with hoodies have just run past the window." And thinking about where we were and thinking about the community of the resurrection, I said, "Well, are you sure they're not monks?" And they said, no, they're not monks. First of all, they're wearing sort of drainpipe jeans and DMs, and that's not normally what monks wear. Secondly, monks don't normally run like that. And thirdly, one of them was carrying what looked to be an iron bar. We're sure that they weren't monks. And surprisingly, the students were right and I was wrong. And there was a robbery in process elsewhere on the site. Monks don't run like that. That's an interesting observation, isn't it? That those who spend time in the presence of God are maybe not so much in a hurry as sometimes I am, not rushing in and rushing out of the presence of God. And God has been generous with us in giving us his presence, the power of the Holy Spirit. If we know and love Jesus, we have his Spirit. If we know and love God, we have his word that comes alive to us in the hands of the Spirit of God. We can read, we can pray, we can worship, both together and individually. We have the presence of God. And so as our response to this wonderful, generous God, let's be people who spend time in his presence. God has been generous with us as well with the gospel. We read in Joshua 1, they're on the cusp of the promised land. They're just about to enter in, and in a wonderful, exciting way, God reminds Joshua of the glorious salvation that has been given and is being given to them. A people are being called out. God is calling a people. He's putting them under his good and gracious rule. And he is bringing them into God's place, the promised land. And as New Testament people, as we reflect on this, we recognize that this has been fulfilled wonderfully in the Lord Jesus Christ. The name Joshua, Yeshua in the Hebrew, Jesus is the Greek version. It means the Lord is my salvation. And there was someone coming greater not only than Moses, but greater than Joshua, the new Joshua, Jesus, the Savior of the world. And he is calling a people to himself. He is a generous God, and he calls us today to recommit our lives to him. Jesus lived and died on the cross for us and rose again, and he gives us his rule, he gives us his word, he gives us the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and he is bringing us into his place, the new heavens and the new earth, the sure and certain future that we have. God's people under God's rule in God's place. And we need to rejoice at this. I need to rejoice at this. As the Holy Spirit sends these things deeply into our hearts, we recognize the joy and the wonder and the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's Christ and his gospel that unites us. And so we rejoice because of our generous God. And so the call, the command, is to be strong and courageous. And it is repeated. It's here three times in the text. Be strong and courageous. And the most famous version that some of you will know, verse 9, which is on the screen. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is a text that's been significant for me personally down the years, certainly almost 12 years ago now, when I went to Spurgeon's College. People gave me this text, a number of people, quite independently, and said, you're going into something and you're not sure that you can cope, but God is going to be with you. And I think that God is saying that to people here this morning, saying it to me, saying it to you. God is at work in the church. I know that he's at work at Crag. I know that he's at work at Connect at Copper Beach. I believe that he's at work here in Headingley. We've had conversions and baptisms. We believe there are more on the way. And that's really, really exciting. But it can also be scary. God is doing something. God wants to do more. And I think God's word for us this morning is simply to be strong and courageous. Not to be afraid. Not to be terrified. Not to be discouraged. And to know that he is with us wherever we go. Let's take those things into our hearts. Let's also be committed to God's word. One of our responses to the generosity of God is to know God's word and to put it into practice. And God has given us his word. The encouragement is to reflect on it morning and evening, day and night, and to put it into practice. Twice God's word comes to Joshua. Be careful to put this into practice. It's one of our values to be a people of word and spirit, to be thoroughly biblical as we can be, as the word, as the spirit makes it come alive and applies it to our hearts. There are challenges that we will face in the years ahead as we reflect on where we stand on a number of issues as we move forward together. Our challenge is to be as thoroughly biblical as we can be, as filled with the Spirit as we can be, as we open ourselves up to God so that we are a faithful people in this day and generation. And just a little afterward about God's presence. We began by thinking about Joshua, who stayed in the tent because he wanted to be where God was, because he was a worshipper, because he was someone who loved God, because he was someone who prioritized his relationship with God. But here you notice God's presence is promised to Joshua, not just in the tent, but when he is on the move. God will be with you. I will be with you, says God, wherever you go. And this chimes in with the New Testament, with Matthew 28, with the Great Commission and the wonderful challenge to go and make disciples, and the extraordinary promise that is tied to it. I will be with you always, says the Lord Jesus, even to the very end of the age. God's presence, not only in the tent, not only as we worship together, not only as we spend time in God's word, in praise and in prayer, but God's presence, indeed a special promise of his presence as God's people go out in mission. If we really want to know God, then certainly in the imagery of this passage, we've got to be in the tent. We've got to be prioritizing our relationship with him. But God is a missionary God who calls his people out in the power of the Spirit to share him wherever he leads, who is calling us forward as his people, as this church. And so, if we really want to know his presence, yes, meet with him day by day, but also engage in mission, because God's promise is that he will be with us, not just here, but wherever we go. God is ahead of us. God is working in his world. God is working in our families, in our communities, in our schools, in our places of work, and in our homes. We seek to see what God is doing and get on board with that. And we realize that as we do so, his presence will go with us. Indeed, his presence is ahead of us.